how do you delineate what is a conspiracy theory and what is folklore or myth?
Well, I think we'd want to distinguish between true conspiracy theories, like the theory that something malevolent was happening at Watergate. That's one category. Then there's another set of things which aren't really conspiracy theories, but are more like games or fictions or made-up fun. I think Santa Claus actually has some of the characteristics of a conspiracy theory, both in the sense that parents work together to propagate. I hope there aren't children watching.
We hope nobody who believes in Santa Claus is watching this. We should have a banner.
Well, maybe it's true. So parents do actually work together to spread something for fun. It's not something that we should worry over. And the Tooth Fairy the same. And the Santa Claus idea also has the idea that there's a mysterious group of elves working together in a kind of secluded location doing stuff that magically appears on Christmas Eve. So I wouldn't want the idea of conspiracy theory necessarily to have a negative connotation. It might accurately describe something that's true and that it's important to get out there and put a spotlight on. And it might actually capture some stuff which isn't awful, which is part of fun and things parents do or things families do.